Good evening and welcome to another presentation in our third season of Talks on Kentucky Live, Southern Culture at its Best, sponsored by Grace Dykamp of Bowling Green. My name is Brian Toops and as head of the Department of Library Public Services at Western Kentucky University, I coordinate this series with my colleague in gray back here, Peggy Wright, with assistance from our website guru, Haiwan Wong, with camera. With assistance from our technology specialist, Eric Fisher, wandering around, and help from Brian Carson, our head of reference. So welcome. During my first winter in Lexington, Kentucky in 1983, my wife and I had the occasion to mention to friends that we were going to make a trip to Frankfurt. And everybody said, well, if you're going to Frankfurt, you've got to stop at Rebecca Ruth Candy Factory on 2nd Street. The chocolate is to die. And they were right. And we've been addicted ever since. Founded in 1919, the Rebecca Ruth Candy Factory has developed a national reputation for its extraordinary chocolates, which have been written about in the national media, in the New York Times, and featured recently on the Food Network. The history of this company is a fascinating one. And here to tell us is Charles Boo, president and grandson of one of the company's two founders. Charles is a native of Frankfort, Kentucky. He attended Frankfort High School and received his Bachelor of Business Administration at the University of Kentucky. He's also a graduate of Malley School of Merchandising and the Poulakis Confectionary School, and is a member of the Institute of Food Technologists, a Kentucky Colonel. He's an active member of the Frankfort Chamber of Commerce, where he's currently serving as Vice President of the Small Business Development Sector. And he's an executive board member of the Frankfort Tourist Commission. He's married with two children, and in 1997, he succeeded his father, John, as president of Rebecca Ruth Candy Factory. It's a real pleasure to welcome Charles Boo.
Good evening. How's everybody this evening? I guess we'll start out here with the first slide. This is Ruth Hanley Boo, and the company Rebecca Ruth Candies was started by two ladies, Ruth and Rebecca. Rebecca was Rebecca Gooch, and Ruth was Ruth Hanley, and later married and became Ruth Hanley Boo. So co-founded the business together using their first names, which is very peculiar because most people started their businesses with their last names. Well, in 1919, women didn't have the right to vote. And that's when they started their business as women. So it's kind of extraordinary that, first of all, they would start a business in 1919. And then secondly, they would sort of make a little statement by naming the business in their first names. This is a picture of one of the stores that predates the store that we're in currently. This is on the corner of 2nd Street and Capitol Avenue. Maybe some of you have been to that store. I've never been to it myself. I wasn't born soon enough to have gone to that one. Beautiful little store, and we'll have some more pictures later. If you notice this window here with the multi panes, you'll see that's where they made a lot of candy. But going backward in history a little bit, in 1919 they started the business, a year before women had the right to vote. Then in about 1929, Rebecca got married and she sold her portion of the business to Ruth, and so that's 10 years after they started. And in 1929, of course, we have the Great Depression starting and the fall of the stock market, so business, it was a bad time to have bought a business. But there are a lot of trials and tribulations. We recently, last October, on October 28th, which was my grandmother's birthday, we had the dedication of a historical marker down at the store. And on the way down, I was trying to explain to my son, who's 5 years old at the time, that his great-grandmother was a very special lady and that she did a lot of really special things. And he said, special?
She said, well, can she walk through walls? And before I thought, I said, well, no. And he said, well, she wasn't very special, was she? And after I thought about it a minute, I realized that she spent her entire life walking through walls. So they just weren't physical walls. The story is very interesting. This is our current store. This is where we manufacture as well. My grandmother put an addition onto the back, which we'll see some slides of now in a few minutes. This is the inside of our retail store. You can see the chocolates here. This is one of three cases with chocolates in it. We make around 120 some odd different chocolates, approximately 12 have liquor, and the rest are liquor free. Another shot here of the retail area. I think you know these fine folks. We're proud to have them as customers. And in this area, we'll give tours at the factory, so we have some of these pictures up that you'll be seeing on the wall as part of our tour. Package there. So this is Ruth's great-grandparents, and they, when they originally came to this country, they located in Jasmine County originally, and that was a house that they were in. And here is Ruth Beaumont Hanley, and then later Boo, in 1892, all dressed up, ready for the camera. And here is a school picture. Approximately 1909 of Ruth right here, and also her sister. Here's a picture about 1918, just about a year before she went into business, of Ruth. So you can see she was still very young, and yet she was going into business. She had been a substitute school teacher along with Rebecca prior to leaving that profession and opening up the candy business. And there's newspaper articles, which we have a few clippings of, and one of the things that she protested at the time was the low rate of pay for school teachers at that time. Some things don't change, do they? And this is a later colorized pastel of my grandmother. Here's a band. One of the nice, interesting things about Ruth is she was very musically talented. She played about 9 different instruments altogether, some of them pretty good, some of them maybe not as well. And they enjoyed playing in the bands together and spent a lot of time. There weren't all of the electronic devices that we have today. It was much more of a social atmosphere. In fact, you know, you got to go back to 1919. So maybe there's somebody here in the audience that can remember this time, but trolleys were around. Automobiles were not. They were steam automobiles if they were, and there weren't very many. And there were horses and carriages going down the streets. Whole different time frame, whole different pace of life. This is Ruth right here in the middle, her father and her new baby son, only son, John Boo. And here's Ruth at the house out at Jet, Kentucky, which is now a shopping center. No longer has a post office. And she's making pool cream, which you can see. If anybody's made pool cream, has anybody here made pool cream? Yeah, we got some hands. You know, you get blisters on your hands for making this. This is a very physical thing to make this candy. Now, this is a joke picture, I think. I don't know for sure, but this is taken at a place called Rocky Bottom. And they're having this wonderful, marvelous picture, picnic. Everybody's dressed up to the nines on rocks. This place here is close to the farmhouse that she grew up in, and there's pasture lands all around them. I think they were having a little fun. Now, this is a wonderful picture of Ruth and her husband, Charles Douglas Booth. And you saw the picture just prior where she was holding her son, her newborn son. Douglas died within a year of them being married. And so this is another tragic thing that the average person, you know, they might have collapsed the business or lost interest in it or moved on and done something different, but she kept the business up. In fact, she even took in other people, other family members, and helped care for them. She was struggling at that time. Right after that, he had been involved in some World War I testing, Then he was involved in an engineering accident and wasn't able to recover from it. It was very tragic to lose your husband so quickly and have a child and have to care for the child and all. This is the factory at a point in time, approximately 1941, and you see the windows here. On one side you see the old little stove here and a little mixer and this, the shelves full of candy boxes and tins and things. And you can tell, I mean, that's a lot of tins. She was doing pretty good, I guess, staying pretty busy. And then here's probably the other side of that porch, and they're making pool cream. And they've got that table filled out with pool cream there, and they were making quite a bit of candy at that time. It's a beautiful picture, I think. Okay, now we leap forward today, and also some factory pictures here. And the marble table that you saw in the previous picture, we need to back up for a minute, because this shows the table better. This piece of marble, we call this Edna's table, and it came out of the old Capitol Hotel in Frankfurt. And there's a lot of stories behind this thing. There are probably a lot of stories that were told on it when it was at the old Capitol Hotel and it was a bar top. And those are probably the more interesting stories. But there were three of these sections, and it was a huge hotel, and it's serpentine in a Baroque fashion. And my grandmother bought this piece of marble for $10 in 1917 after the hotel had burned down, and started making candy on it in 1919. We still have the table, and this is Edna. And Edna worked for us for 67 years before retiring at 90. And she came to work for my grandmother. Her father ran a very small dairy on his farm, and she bought fresh milk from Edna's father. And then one day asked if Edna would like to come to work for us, and she did, and stay with us for 67 years. And so, as you can see, we still have the marble and we still use it. And here's a nice little sign here, and it's a little hard to read, but Homemade Candies, Rebecca Ruth Candy Shop. And I can't make that out, but I think it says something about fill up your tank or something, get some chocolates or something like that. It's hard to read now, but it's faded out on the screen. And of course, at this point, automobiles have come in. The business has transitioned a little bit because we're now over at about 1944 here, and several technological changes have happened. We've got automobiles coming in. We've now got refrigerators. We didn't have refrigerators when we started in business. Why did we need marble? Marble's always cool to the touch. It's a natural form of refrigeration. And I guess it's the density. I'm waiting for a physicist to explain this one to me. But you don't plug it in, it doesn't take Freon, and it cools down your chocolates and gets you that little extra production until 1935 approximately, when GE started making the refrigerators for home use. So there's some transitioning that's occurring technologically that will have big impacts on the candy business during this time. So here we have the war. This is my father, John. He's in Italy at Pisa. And a real nice old GI picture there. And the next picture is very interesting. A lot of people mistake this for my grandmother. This is a clipping from Life magazine. And I don't know who the girl is. But what she's holding in her hand is one day's sugar ration. Now, we're in the candy business. The way we stayed in business was people like yourselves. People brought us their own sugar rations, their own stamps, and gave them to my grandmother, and brought us their coffee tins because we couldn't buy any materials during that war. Everything was rationed. The level of discomfort to the American people was felt. We don't know what that is like today. I've never experienced it. Anybody younger than me has never experienced it, and several people a little older than me have never experienced it. We need to have respect for this. You can only imagine what sales did at this time. They dropped, and you couldn't buy materials. So it was a difficult time, but we were still shipping chocolates across the ocean to the boys in Europe at that time.